The first Democratic primary is almost 9 months away, but the 9 Democrats running for president are already slugging it out in front of voters. In Columbia, South Carolina last night, the Democrats held their first debate of the 2004 season. And as NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports, there was no shortage of fireworks.
The Democratic field is so large, 9 declared candidates, that when all of them take the stage together, what you hear can be overwhelming.
I'm running for President of the United States because I really believe it is time for this country to ask again, why not?
I am running for president because I believe...
Because I believe this president has betrayed people like my parents.
We have an opportunity to put our country on the right track.
As president, I will repeal the Patriot Act.
I am the one Democrat who can match George Bush in the areas...
We can't win this election. We worry so much.
We don't just need a new director, we need a new direction.
We've got to have a president in this country, and I hope to be that president who...
Although all the Democrats say they have their sights set firmly on George W. Bush, they are already fighting among themselves. Egged on by the moderator, George Stephanopoulos of ABC News, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean and Massachusetts Senator John Kerry continued the sniping their campaigns have been conducting for some weeks. The two candidates have become fierce rivals for the nomination. They have policy differences on the war, Dean opposing the use of force and Kerry voting with the president, but Dean and Kerry also appear to have gotten under each other's skin, with Dean accusing Kerry of waffling and Kerry questioning Dean's ability to serve as commander-in-chief. Here's Dean, then Kerry.
I would have preferred if Senator Kerry had some concerns about my fitness to serve that he speak to me directly about that rather than through his spokesman.
What Governor Dean said in San Francisco, not to my face, was that I didn't have the courage to stand up for gays in America. I don't need any lectures on courage from Howard Dean.
There were other sparks, this time over health care. Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt, who has won himself some serious attention with a bold, comprehensive, and expensive plan to guarantee health coverage, came under fire from North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Gephardt's plan would double tax credits for businesses providing health insurance to their employees. First, Edwards said that was like subsidizing Enron, and then Gephardt defended his plan.
To me, this is what it feels like. It feels like saying, you're in good hands with Enron. We will trust you. We will trust corporate America to do what's right for its workers.
Well, I couldn't disagree with John Moore. I respect his views, but he's wrong on my plan. And I think if he would read it and look at it, he may agree that it's a better plan than he said. First of all, let's talk about what we're trying to do. We got to get everybody in this country covered with good health insurance. This plan can pass.
Just days after President Bush landed on an aircraft carrier to declare victory in Iraq, the Democrats were still arguing about the war. In the portion of the debate where candidates could question each other, Dennis Kucinich, an anti-war congressman from Ohio, asked Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman to justify his strong support for the war.
Now, how can we as Democrats win this election if we simply rubber stamp this president's destabilizing foreign policy of preemption and nuclear first strike without offering a serious alternative?
Dennis, I'd say, how can we win this election if we send a message of weakness on defense and security after September 11th, 2001, to the American people?
In a field as large as this one, it's not easy to stand out from the crowd. Some Democrats tried to do that by sticking to the roles they've chosen for themselves. For Lieberman, it was to stay resolutely hawkish on the war and conservative by Democratic standards on fiscal discipline and trade. Florida Senator Bob Graham seemed to be carving out a role for himself as a peacemaker. He tried to steer the group's fire in one direction at the Republicans.
All the people around this table are good people. They've got good values and an intelligent agenda for dealing with America's problems. We're not fighting each other. We're trying to select one of us to be the opponent of George Bush.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, the New York City civil rights activist, has the potential to make a strong showing in a state like South Carolina with its large number of African American voters. Sharpton is usually a glib performer, but he did not steal the show last night despite quips like this one.
I call George Bush's tax breaks, even the small amounts that he gave working class people, is like Jim Jones giving Kool-Aid. It tastes good, but it'll kill you. in the long run.
It's still very early in the process, but even if large numbers of voters are not paying close attention to events like this one, political professionals and Democratic activists are. What they saw last night in South Carolina suggests there will be a real debate with issues and emotion among the 9 Democrats who want to be president. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.